Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Mom Wins, where we talk about facing our fears and overcoming obstacles away from home. We wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to episode 151. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Shauna.
How are you guys doing? How old are your kiddos? And what's going on with you?
Oh my God. What is not going on with us this week, Shauna?
Ooh, sounds like a big week.
My kids are 11 weeks old and 27 months and 4 weeks. So like almost 28 months for Augie. Mm-hmm. Oh dear. Okay. So last episode I was like, yeah, we're starting to look for houses. We found this nice one. We put an offer in. I don't think we're going to get it. So blah, blah, blah. Well, like basically an entire week went by and we hadn't heard anything. Like when we recorded last time, I was like, oh, it's already been like a bunch of days. We haven't heard anything. In this market, usually you hear right away or not at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a message like, I think it was like on a Wednesday, like Wednesday this week, that our offer had been accepted for this house in Glendale that we put the offer on.
What?
Which is great. However, buying it is contingent on us selling our house. And you know what we haven't done?
What?
Listed our house for sale yet.
Well, there's a little pressure for you.
Yeah. Okay. You want to hear what happened this week?
Oh my God. What?
So actually, it was Tuesday, now that I think about it, that the offer was approved or accepted or whatever the word is. And so on Wednesday, we had people come to clean the house top to bottom, which took like 8 hours. And we had to like get out of Dodge for so that we could get photos taken on Thursday so that we could put the listing up Thursday night. So then we could have showings Friday and Saturday.
Oh my God. What a whirlwind.
And now it is Sunday and we're back. And now we're like back in our house. It's clean. Like they had showings all Friday and Saturday. And now we're back. And it's like the cleanest it's ever been. But let me tell you, Shauna, trying to get a house that is packed to the gills full of like baby and toddler toys ready for showings in 48 hours is not easy.
I can only imagine because you still have to take care of said children.
Yeah, they still require like care and attention. It's so rude of them.
There's stuff to be done, kids. Come on.
There really is a lot of stuff to be done. No, but I like knew that I wasn't really going to be able to do anything to help clean up the house. So basically what happened was, thankfully we have Amberger. So Amberger and I went to the park with Augie and Sebastian while Corey like just went through the house and threw everything in the garage. Like I moved my car and now my car is parked on the street indefinitely because we just are piling everything else in the garage.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should mention also that this happened like the day after Corey got his second COVID shot. So he was feeling like miserable.
Oh no, bad timing.
Yeah, so he's like all muscle aches and chills and stuff. And he's trying to drag everything into the garage. Again, terraced house, right? So it's like climbing up and down flights of stairs and doing all that. And then the next day when we had the house cleaners, Corey ended up getting us a hotel room at the like Holiday Inn Suites nearby. It was very like in East Pasadena. It was very not glamorous, but it was a place to stay. And as you know, Augie does not want to nap these days. And so I thought about trying to get him to nap in the hotel room. And you can guess how well that went.
I imagine it did not go at all.
I thought maybe he'd want to like cuddle up in the big bed and just like pass out because he really likes pretending to sleep in big beds. But he did not. So he discovered Nickelodeon and SpongeBob while I just baby wore the baby. Meanwhile, Corey is like running around trying to do other things. Yeah, it was totally crazy.
Okay, so this hotel adventure was just for the cleaning day.
Yes.
I imagine you also had to evacuate for the showings. They don't want to show a house when there's like a kid running around and baby spit up on the floor and stuff, right? What did you do?
Yeah, that doesn't tend to increase the resale value of the house.
Come on, it's adorable.
Well, actually, I'm going to talk a lot about that during our special segment. So I don't want to give too much away, but we did have to get out of the house and I had to get the cats out of the house, too. That was another fun detail. Thankfully, my friend Marilyn, who is like an angel, agreed to take them and like
Oh, good.
Apparently, my younger cat kept her up like the night we were away, like all night. And oh my gosh.
No.
Yeah. But Marilyn, I know you listen. Thank you so much. It meant so much. And yeah. And yeah. So we got out of town. We did 2 days of showing and it's just been a complete whirlwind.
Have you gotten any offers on the house?
Yes, we actually have already gotten offers on the house where we gave people like a deadline of Monday afternoon. So we're waiting to like make sure everyone has a chance to submit. But yeah, we're getting offers already. So,
oh my God, literally everything did happen this week. This is quite a week.
Oh yeah, it's like whiplash. This time last week, we were like not even thinking we were going to put our house on the market. Maybe we wouldn't even do it. Maybe if we found a house that was perfect, we would try. Nope. This week is just like bing, bang, boom, do everything. Wow.
Well, at least it's done and out of the way now. Like you got it done real quick and now you don't have to worry about
it. That's true. That's true. It was so exhausting. Like I would not recommend doing something like this with two small children unless absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It was stressful.
Mm-hmm. In such a tight time frame, you mean?
Yes, yes. And I have to say that, like, I'm going to talk about this more in this special segment, but when we got back from our, like, trip away for the 2 days of showings, Augie was a fucking wreck, man. Like,
really?
Yeah, because, oh, I should mention that it led to him not napping for 5 days in a row.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah, yeah. 5 days in a row of no naps on top of like he must have figured out that we were all stressed on top of all the like unusual circumstances. So when we got back to the house, like he hadn't napped at all. And my friend Emily, who's our realtor, who is your realtor, too, she's so nice. She was there to like give us a sort of postmortem, tell us about all the offers and tell us what was going on and how the viewings went and all that stuff. Right. And poor Augie was just in like a 3 hour tantrum, basically, or not even tantrum, meltdown. Yeah. Tantrums like has another connotation. This was like meltdown where mm-hmm. he was just every little thing set him off. I think like first it was like he didn't want to take off his socks. Then he did want to take off his socks and it was too hard to take off his socks. And then he wanted a snack bar, but he didn't want that flavor of snack bar. And, you know, it was just like everything set him off. And I felt awful for that, you know.
I know. It's so hard to see them when they don't even know what they want, but mm-hmm. every choice makes them so upset. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's all for the greater good. It's all to get a big backyard he can play in. I'm trying to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Just remember how he spun and danced and giggled around that big backyard in the new place.
That's what I'm trying to remember.
That's the magic.
Yes, yes. But, mm-hmm. and of course, now I'm starting to get, like, anxiety about, like, moving houses and doing all that stuff. But I guess we need to like accept an offer first and go through inspections and everything. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. But
yeah.
I gotta say, my house never looked better. Like, I think I sent pictures to Jen. I sent the listing to our friend Jen and she was just like, damn, your house looks good. I'm like, I know. I don't know whose house this is. Like, we haven't had the house cleaned in 6 months and usually it's just every corner is piled high with crap, you know, diaper boxes and bouncers mm-hmm. that we aren't using and all the trucks, so many trucks.
Yes, lots of trucks. Well, there's nothing like an 8 hour cleaning by a crew of cleaners that'll just make your house sparkle.
Yeah, yeah, it's so weird. It looks better after that. But yeah, I mean, I guess this is more of a me check-in than a kid check-in, but it's all happening and I'm fucking mm-hmm. tired. So
I hear you. I hear you. I'm sorry you have to sit through me yammering on about my check-in.
No. I am desperate to talk about something else. So tell me, what's going on with you? How old Cece? Let's talk about something other than real estate.
Got it. So Cece is still 2 years and 4 months. And a really cool thing with her lately is that I've noticed her attention span for a lot of things is increasing.
Oh,
so
yeah?
It started a few weeks ago. I mentioned she was like more into books and wanting to like actually inspect the pages and stuff. And now activities that she does, like things like coloring or painting on her Water Wow books, or doing puzzles. She's really into puzzles. She'll sit and do like a full puzzle, like very
really?
Engaged. Yeah, like we have a 20-piece animal puzzle and she'll sit and do it and figure it out and make mistakes and like work through the difficulty of it. It kind of blows my mind. because Elle gets very frustrated and always did, but Cece is very diligent about working through things. So that's really cool. And it's interesting to see the difference in the girls' personalities with this, especially right now, because Elle has always been a real sensory seeker. So if I give her an activity, she wants to take it to the max pretty quickly. You know, it's like a sensory bin with water and bubbles isn't just like, oh, let's see how they feel on my finger. It's like, let's see how they feel on my finger and then put my whole hand, arm, body. Next thing I know, she's drenched from head to toe. Bubbles are flying everywhere. Same with paint, same with sand. I mean, everything. So she's really intense like that. And so she'll be like going crazy with bubbles and water and paint. And Cece will like be sitting there on the outside bench outside on the patio and like painting in her Water Wow book and just like coloring the entire page and then flip the page and then do the next entire page.
I'm laughing because like this is totally inconceivable for me.
Why? Your guy's not sitting still and painting pages?
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't. You at all?
Yeah, no. We have those Water Wow things. He'll like, he'll do it for like 2 seconds and then be like, Mama, do it. Like, it's for you. Mama, do it. Okay, fine. I'll just paint water on this page.
Oh, such an exciting activity for a parent. They are pretty cool, though. I have to admit, I like how they reveal things in the image.
You know? Yeah, I agree. I like them.
Yeah. So it's really great for me as a parent, because to have my kid engaged in something means, you know, I'm able to focus on things I need to focus on, like work and stuff like that. So it's kind of a cool development that I'm seeing in her.
Yeah, I'm just like barely containing my jealous rage about it. Maybe not rage, but, you know, like just oozing out of my pores. I'm like, you have a child who like doesn't come up to you every 2 seconds. It's like, Mama, 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 just do your Water Wow.
Just do it. If I come around while she's doing it, she'll try to do that to me. So I try to keep my distance a little bit. Like I let her have her space over at the patio table, and I'll be sitting on a chair kind of in the middle of the girls, you know, supervising both of them at the same time. And she'll stay engaged. I mean, this isn't all the time, right? You know, she's not always like that, but more and more she is. So that's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the other little thing I was going to talk about this week is that we're going to playgrounds more. You know, we haven't been as much because of COVID, but we've been going more in the last couple months. And lately, the playgrounds have been more crowded with lots of kids. And to see how the presence of other children affects the girls, especially Cece, is really interesting. Like when we go in the morning and there's not a lot of people at the playground, they kind of putter around and, you know, they'll climb up and slide and we'll do whatever. But there were like 20 kids at the playground the other day, and it was like an energizer battery was put into my kids. They weren't necessarily playing with them, but the energy of the kids like running around, my girls were zipping from here to there and running up and sliding fast and giggling. And I mean, it was so cool to see how they reacted to other kids, because they haven't really been around kids and played with them this last year. And Cece's saying hi to everybody. And it just really warmed my heart, because, you know, they haven't had a lot of social time. So I was so happy to see they were energized by other people and excited to see them.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've noticed the same thing. We've been going to playgrounds a bit longer, so it's gotten a bit more old hat for us. But I definitely noticed that, too. When we first started going back, it was like it was just so much excitement to see other kids. It was such a unique and unusual thing for pandemic babies.
Yes. Yeah. Especially the younger ones who they were 1 year old when everything shut down. Cece had been in maybe some My Gym classes, but she wasn't in preschool or, you know, so she didn't really know what groups of kids were like until now. And apparently it puts a little pep in her step, and that just makes me smile. I think it's so cute.
That also bodes well for your plans to try to get her into preschool in the fall.
Oh, true. Yeah. Hopefully she'll be so jazzed about other kids that she won't break down crying that I'm leaving her. Yes, fingers crossed. But that's pretty much all that's going on in our world. Should we wrap this up and move on to our special segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we are back, and our special segment this week is Mom Wins, where we celebrate the wins in our momming life. We talk about the good stuff that's happened and pat ourselves on the back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we deserve it. So, yes. Shauna, I want to hear what your mom win is.
Okay, this is actually from a couple years ago, and I don't think I've talked about it on the show yet, but if I have, stop me. We have to start this story with reminding everyone that I have a very special condition called emetophobia, which is a fear of vomiting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, listeners, if you have emetophobia, you might want to skip this story. Just giving you a heads up.
Oh, good. Good warning. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I always appreciated it when podcasts would give me a heads up about that. Just what am I talking about? No one ever gives a heads up about that because this is not something most people encounter.
I have been known to text you and be like, hey, in this movie that everyone's talking about or this TV show, there is people throwing up in this scene. Don't watch it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. I need heads up like that. So emetophobia is, I used to just call it vomit phobia because I didn't really know, but I've been seeing a therapist and psychiatrist for the last couple of years. And he's just like, yeah, you have emetophobia. And we talk about it like it's a real actual phobia. And what happens is when I'm in the presence of throw up or think about it or whatever, I can get very anxious and it's not controllable. Like I will have a panic attack basically. In my life, if I've been around and someone gets sick in front of me, I like cold sweats, I start to shake, I will automatically like run away from the situation to get as far away as possible from the situation. It's embarrassing, but honestly, like I don't have any control over it. So this is where I am. It's gotten better with kids because, you know, like I've said on a previous episode, spit up is the gateway to throw up.
The gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug. Yeah. So anyway, a couple of years ago, Steve and I took the girls up to an Airbnb in Lake Arrowhead. And Elle was about 3. Cece was like 6 months old. And we met up with my mom and stepdad and my brother and his girlfriend. And we all stayed in this Airbnb. And it was very nice and fun. Well, Elle was having fun with Uncle Jesse. And he was spinning her around on a bar stool. There's like a few bar stools in the kitchen area. And, you know, she's like, that's fun. And he just kept spinning her and spinning her and spinning her and spinning her. And to the point where she was like, I do not feel good. And so we're like, well, you should probably stop spinning. Mm-hmm. And Steve picked her up and was like comforting her because she didn't feel good and took her over into the living room. And all of a sudden, she threw up all over him and all over the rug of the Airbnb.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no. Oh, my God. No. I just hate it. Right. And my mom is there and she's just like, oh, let me help. And just like whips, you know, jumps in to start cleaning it up. And Steve is covered. So he's like, I got to go take a shower and I'm going to take Elle with me because she's, you know, dirty too.
Yeah.
And so I'm like standing there in the living room of this Airbnb and I'm just like, I can't just like let my mom be the one to clean up my daughter's throw up. That's such an asshole move. Like this, I can't run away from this situation.
I mean, I would make an argument that Uncle Jesse is required to clean it up because he is responsible for the spinning, but go on. Go on.
I know, right? You know, I think he's a emetophobe too.
Is he?
Who knows? I think he probably ran away from the situation. Mm-hmm. I think it runs in the family.
Interesting.
Not my mom, apparently. She was just like, no big deal. Let me clean this up. But I felt like such an asshole. Like, I just couldn't let her do that alone. And so I was like, all right, Shauna, you got to put on your mom big girl pants and just be a mom and take care of the situation, especially because, like, this is not even my rug. This is like some Airbnb rug, right? And I feel terrible. I'm like, I got to get this thing as clean as possible because I feel like an asshole too that my kid threw up on this rug. And so I got down, I helped my mom, and then I went to the kitchen. I'm like, there's got to be some kind of cleaning supply or something. And I found some like Bissell upright carpet cleaner, like soap cleaner thing. I was like, oh my God, thank God. They must know that like kids throw up on these rugs all the time or something. And I brought that out and just helped her clean it up. But I feel like that's a mom whim because I really sucked it up. I didn't let someone else do my dirty work. I did what I needed to do as a mom and took care of the situation.
Yeah. And I think I need to like take a step back and let people know. I know you discussed it at the beginning. You said it's a true phobia. You discussed your like panic attacks you get. But I think people might not really be like in understanding just how bad it is for you. Like, imagine, if you will, that you are a person who is afraid of spiders. That's a more common one, right? A more common phobia. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of a spider phobia, not so bad. But like, I'm sure many of our listeners can identify with like a fear of spiders or maybe like a fear of snakes. Now, imagine you were at an Airbnb and discovered that your child like uncovered a nest of black widows and it was on you to clean them up. Like, I feel like that's the equivalent we're talking about with you. Like, it may seem like, you know, not a big deal for people who don't have this phobia, but for you, it was like climbing a mountain. It's like facing your biggest fears, and you did it.
Yes. Thank you. I did. And honestly, I would probably rather deal with a host of spiders than cleaning up throw up, honestly.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
I know. I feel like crazy when I talk about this. It's such a weird thing. And I have felt this way my whole life, from what I remember, but didn't know it was real or have a name for it until like a couple years ago. And it's just, yeah, it's so weird. And it's hard to have to deal with as a parent because it's a reality that you have to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, my boys are both just like, we're both, I mean, Augie's out of it now, but like crazy spitters, so much to spit up. But you know what, spit up is, you said it doesn't bother you as much, right?
Right.
It's different. Spit up really is different, especially, you know, when it's just breast milk or formula or whatever. It's very different. But yeah, I think you deserve a win on this one. And I remember like when we first met in grad school, I think I learned about this during one of our classes because someone was, I don't know if someone like wrote a story that included vomit or something. And you like, I think you had to leave the room maybe. Like, and I remember you trying to explain it, but you would always kind of, you would be really hard on yourself about it because you'd be like, oh, it's just, you know, like you'd be like, it's stupid. It's my own, like you, it's my own hang up, whatever. But like, it's a real thing. Lots of people have phobias. It's a perfectly fine thing to have a phobia of. You know, people have phobias of the number 13. You know, that's at least vomit, you know, is something that can get you sick, right? If you like,
it's
So, but you know what I'm saying is that like phobias are phobias and they're real. And I'm glad you're getting help for them and you're able to overcome these phobias.
Yes, thank you.
Wasn't Elle like really car sick too for the longest time?
Yes, she has tested me. She's really tested me. She would get car sick pretty easily. She can't, even still, she can't look at books and stuff in the car. You know, she gets queasy. We know how to stop it right away. But yeah, so I think that's why the spinning made her so sick. I think she's just prone to that kind of motion sickness.
Totally. It's like me.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay. I can't go on a long winding car trip with you anytime soon.
You know what's interesting? I'm so much better since I've had kids. And I don't think it's because like I've gotten used to vomit or anything. I think like something changed with my biology. Like I was super sick. You know, I was like, I had really bad nausea with both pregnancies. Not so bad that I was like throwing up all the time, but like I just felt seasick all the time. But I've noticed I don't get car sick anymore.
That's good.
I know. I mean, it's good. It's great. I'm not upset about it, but it's not so bad. Not so bad. Or maybe I just know how to handle it. Like I know where to look, how to manage it. Oh,
true.
Yeah. But I feel for her and I feel for you. And I think you deserve this win.
Thank you.
You get the stamp of approval from me.
Thank you very much. And the Airbnb host thanks me too.
You didn't lose your cleaning deposit?
No, we didn't. We did a good job. Anyway, okay. So that's mine. We're done talking about that. Whew. What's your mom win?
Yes, mine involves zero vomit, okay?
Yay. Everyone's relieved.
Okay, so my mom win is about what we did the Friday and Saturday we had house showings. I kind of like alluded to this during the check-in, but I didn't want to talk about it too much. So mm-hmm. I had said that we like had gone to a hotel for the day when we had the house cleaning, right? And it was like a disaster. And I just had Augie watch Nickelodeon the whole day and it was super stressful and whatever. So when I realized that we had to like clear out of the house for two consecutive days, like a day after we had already done this, I was like, oh my God, was determined to not make it a total shit show like it was that first day. So my mom win is what I came up with to make this a fun time and not a complete disaster. And I feel pretty proud of the fact that I was able to like take this stressful situation and turn it around. So this is what we did. We decided to go to the Long Beach Aquarium and stay down in Long Beach for the night so that we could like, you know, A, be out of the house, but B, also like have a little mini vacation and also hang out with Corey's mom. Because she lives in Long Beach.
Fun.
Yeah. And it's only an hour away. Not even an hour, like 40 minutes, right? So it's not like it's a super long drive. But, you know, Corey was like, well, let's just look for a hotel in Pasadena. And I was like, well, why don't we just like make a thing out of it, you know? Like make it an adventure rather than making it a drag. And like, like the idea of staying in another hotel like a mile from where you live, I don't know why. It just really was bumming me out.
Yeah, so, that doesn't feel special or exciting or like a road trip at all.
Seemed like drudgery, right?
Yeah.
But instead, what we did is we decided to go to the Long Beach Aquarium, or I think it's the Aquarium of the Pacific. Have you been there?
No, I really want to go there, though.
It's fantastic. And now it's like completely open. I was a little nervous about it, but a friend of mine decided to go with us and they're pharmacists and like very practical. And they were like, it's fine. It's a big area. Everyone's wearing masks. It's mostly outdoors. You'll be fine. I'm like, OK, OK, because I'm vaccinated, but like the kids aren't, of course.
Right.
But I was a little nervous about bringing Sebastian because he's still tiny, right? Like he had just gotten his shots, but he's still really little. He's still, you know, a newborn. He's 11 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
So it occurred to me that I could drop Sebastian off with my mother-in-law. She could have some one-on-one babysitting time while I went to the aquarium with Corey and Augie and then our friends. And then we'd go pick up the baby. We'd hang out with grandma all afternoon. Then we'd go to the hotel for our check-in and we'd like have a whole trip out of it. And so that's what we did.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. So the aquarium was amazing. And I have to say that like there was a lot of talk about like, oh, maybe Corey should just go with Augie to the aquarium and you can stay with Sebastian. And I was like, I want to see his reaction to all the fish and all the sharks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I want to be there for that. I don't want to miss that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really glad that Sherry was able to, you know, babysit. She was a little nervous about it. She was like, you have to give me very specific instructions. I was like, I will give you, I'm like, I'm very good at instructions. I will give you very specific instructions. And she did great. She, you know, 11 weeks old. They just need to be cuddled and fed, basically. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, brought some bottles and called it a day. But it was really, really nice to go to the aquarium and to see Augie's reaction. And it's been a long time since Corey and Augie and I just had sort of like our own one-on-one time or two-on-one time or whatever you call it. You know, it's everything's been sort of, you know, got to like wait for the baby to wake up. You got to do this with the baby. The baby's got to come with us. And so I think he really benefited from some special parental time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an extra bonus.
Awesome.
And then to top it all off, first, I found a suite hotel and like Corey was like, will you just get a regular hotel? I'm like, no. I am not sitting in the dark silently while our children sleep. Like we're not doing this. So
got to get that suite.
Got to have that suite life. So I found a suite with an actual door in between the rooms. None of this like studio BS that you can find. Like, you know, they call it a suite, but it's really just like an extra big room. No. So I found a suite like that. I found a place that had a pool and I managed to make a reservation for the pool because apparently in COVID times you have to make reservations for like the hotel pool.
Oh.
But I got to take Augie down to the pool. He hasn't been in a pool in forever and he was so excited. So we actually got to do it 2 days in a row because I did it the afternoon we checked in and then the next morning. I have some really cute pictures. I don't know. Did you see those pictures?
No.
So I have these really cute pictures of him, not in the pool because it was just me because Corey was up with the baby, but of him wrapped up in the pool towel looking like a super cool guy. Let me send it to you.
Cute. Oh my God, cute in his sunglasses. What a cool kid.
I know, super cute with the sunglasses. And then he like, he really wanted to ride the cart, you know, like the bell cart, bellman. What do you call those things?
I think it's a bell cart. They put suitcases on. Yeah.
Yeah. So we needed it to like pack everything up. Oh, we brought the snoo, by the way. In case you're wondering. Oh my God. So we desperately needed it to like pack up the snoo and everything. So I saw one waiting in like the lobby on our way back from the pool. And I asked him, I was like, can we just snag this? And they're like, sure. And so I put him in it and he like got to ride it. So he's like in his, I'll post these pictures to Instagram because they're too cute. He's like in his little mask, in his sunglasses, wrapped up in a towel, just riding on this cart. It was so cute.
Living his best life.
Really is. He really is. Now, he did not nap. As I mentioned, there was 5 days of no nap. So it wasn't a complete win, but you can't make a kid nap, right? Like, what are you going to do? He did fall asleep for about 20 minutes on the drive home, but I don't know if I really count like falling asleep at 5 p.m. briefly on the drive home a nap.
No, that's more of a cat nap.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm still giving myself the win because I feel like instead of it being like super stressful 2 days full of drudgery and trying to constantly tell Augie like, know this, know that, we can't do this. We're like trying to, you know how it is when your routine gets messed up and like you constantly have to like set limits and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was like, we're having a vacation. Yay. And since he is a COVID baby and doesn't understand what a real vacation is like, it totally passed for it.
I know. Even me, I'm like, ooh, you went on a vacation. I want all the details. I'm going to book it for myself next. I'm going to go take that vacation.
I have to say, I was really, really tempted. So that first hotel room that we got, the one in Pasadena, that we just used it for the day, right? When the cleaners were there. We didn't try to sleep in it at night. I was so tempted to like tell Corey I was going to go sleep in it. Like I was... I really, really wanted to like just go escape. If I didn't have to breastfeed in the middle of the night, I probably would have. I would have had to wake up to pump and it would have just been a problem. I did tell Corey, I was like, do you want to go use that hotel room? And he's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, because I would. I would be there in a heartbeat.
I can't believe he passed up that opportunity.
Right? I don't get that. I think partially because he sleeps so deep. Like he barely even notices that I'm getting up in the middle of the night with a crying baby.
Nice for him. Okay.
He sleeps fine. Yeah. But I was just like, oh man, what I wouldn't give. And it was actually nice to have like, actually we ended up with 2 queen beds. So we ended up each sleeping in a queen bed, mostly just because I knew I'd have to wake up and feed the baby when we were in the hotel. And so I was just like, oh, I've got so much space. I've got this big bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my mom win. I turned a potentially stressful couple days into a kind of fun little outing. So yay me.
Yay. Yeah, definitely. That is a win for the books. And that is such a mom thing to do, to take something like that and be like, let's just make it fun. Let's make it an adventure. And yeah, good for you. That's awesome. Now it's a fun memory for your family and for Augie. Did they remember things at 2? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of pictures, so maybe he'll, remember from the pictures.
There you go.
I have to say that even for Corey and I, it was a little bit fun because like once the kids were in bed on the other side of the suite, he ran down and got some beers and we like had beers and watched HGTV.
Nice.
In the little living
date
room.
Date night.
So. Yeah, date night. That's so exciting.
Oh, that's fun. Good job, Laura. I applaud
Thanks.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, that's it for me. Shall we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
Let's do it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, out and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We are back and we're going to wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Laura, you've had a big week. What gem or downer was hidden inside that week that you're going to tell us about?
Mine is very simple. Mine is a BFP, which is good. Okay. And it's a product. We love our products on the show that help us, you know, mom more easily. And this one is something that actually our friends that went to the aquarium with us taught me about. So they are travel wet and dry bags. Do you know about these?
No.
So the particular brand I got is called Damero, D-A-M-E-R-O. And I got a three-pack. It's called a three-pack of travel wet and dry bag with handle for cloth, diaper, pumping parts, clothes, swimsuit, and more. So what they are is they're just like pouches. They're like cloth pouches that are waterproof on the inside that have two zippered pouches on them. And they're like three different sizes. And they're easy to just like throw in your diaper bag. And they're perfect for when your kid like gets into water or sand or whatever and is a total mess. For like, that's where you can throw the clothes that they've completely destroyed when you're out at the park or wherever, the aquarium, and they've like fallen into the the touch and feel tank or whatever. And that didn't happen to us. Not entirely. Okay. Just a little bit of falling in. But yeah, so you can, like, I've been using it for, there's this park near us. It's called like the Pirate Park. It's at the Rose Bowl. And it has like a water and sand area, which is very cool, but like a fucking mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the perfect thing where like you kind of strip the kid down after they've gotten completely soaked and just throw it in the bag, zip it up. It doesn't get all the rest of your stuff sandy or wet. And then you can just like dump it straight in the washing machine afterwards. So yeah, I don't know where these have been my whole life. Like, I used to throw plastic bags that I had gotten, like, from the grocery bags into my diaper bag to have if I needed to do that. But, like, they still leak, you know? You have to tie the tops and it leaks out. And this is just a much more elegant solution.
Now, I would usually use Ziploc bags, like gallon size. Are they bigger than that?
Oh, much bigger. Yeah. Much, much bigger. Like, Yeah, so the three sizes that I got, the largest is about 17 inches by 13 and a half inches. So it's like really big.
You could like put your whole kid in there.
You could put your whole kid in there. Probably. Yeah. Don't threaten me with a good time. But the really cool thing is that there's like two pouches for each bag. So you can like have the dry clothes in one pouch and then the dirty clothes in the other. So it's very nice and organized. And they're cute patterns. Like this one I got was this gray arrows and just kind of like a chevron.
Oh, yes. Now yeah. You're talking.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's my BFP.
Cool.
Damero three-piece travel wet and dry bag.
Sounds good.
So yeah. How about you? Do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP.
Okay.
So it's been hot here lately and we're not really ready to bust out our Intex swimming pool, but we wanted to do some water play. And I came up with the best hack mom outdoor play thing, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
So when Cece was a baby, we got one of those baby care play mats. You recommended it to me, and we ended up getting one, and it's so great.
It's like a spongy big play mat, right?
Yes. And it's waterproof. It's like vinyl, right? And she didn't really need that as cushioning anymore in the house. So we, long time ago, moved it outside into our play area, kind of as a landing pad for in front of the swing set. Mm-hmm. And then I got another one a while back to put under. We have a rope swing. We have a rope swing attached to a tree. So we have one under there. So my idea was, what if I put them together and make like a big, long landing pad?
Mm-hmm.
So I put them end to end on our patio. I took our little slide and put it on one end and busted out the hose and just wet everything down. And they used it as a homemade slip and slide. And it is the most fun thing. They climb up this little slide, slide down wet, right? And go shoom, and like zip down these two mats end to end. And it's cushioned. It's waterproof. And it's perfect. I don't have to buy a slip and slide. And it's a new fun outdoor activity to do when it's hot.
And your baby care playmat gets washed, probably.
Yes, yes, that too. So they get cleaned.
Here's a question. How do they not slide off the side? Like, is their trajectory just that good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just straight. They just go straight. If they're going a little too fast, they might slide off the end. Like, they'll go beyond. But that's not usually a problem. Elle can figure out how to stop herself before she slides off. And Cece's doesn't really go that far. So
Gotcha. Because I'm trying to imagine this. Hopefully, if we get this new house, like if everything goes through, I could put this in the backyard. Like I already have one playmat. We could get another one and then we could slip and slide to our heart's content.
Mm-hmm. And I like it, too, because these mats have a second life for us now outside and just being able to use them more, like we're getting more use out of them than just when she was a baby. We keep using. They hold up really well. Like, I'm so impressed by these baby mats. Like, I suggest them to everybody who's a new mom.
They hold up really well. Yeah, you know, I still have ours in our living room, actually, and we still use it because Augie, he's like really into jumping and crashing around, and we'll just be like, if you're gonna go crash on the mat, basically. and I'm talking about like crash, like he's figured out how to do like really high jumps. Like I'm kind of impressed with how he can jump from just stationary standing. But what he really likes to do is jump and then like dramatically fall down.
Oh, okay.
Intentionally, you know. So the mat has been instrumental in that.
Absolutely. You know what you guys need?
What?
Is one of those crash pads. Like actually make these things. They're big, huge squares.
Uh-huh.
And they're like big, fluffy. They're filled with like foam blocks, I think. Okay. I've seen them. They're very big in all of my Nugget Facebook groups, you know.
I see. It's like Nugget adjacent.
It's Nugget adjacent. It's something you can stack your 17 Nuggets that you own. You can stack them up. The kid can stand at the top of the skyscraper, jump off and land into like this big poof, you know, big soft landing pad. And I'm not going to lie, I have looked at them and thought about it because I think it would be very fun for the kids, but they are huge. Maybe if your new house, you've got like 2,600 square feet to work with, I think you'll have room for a landing pad, crash pad.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking at this. They're not cheap either.
Yeah.
Am I looking at the wrong one?
I don't know. How much are they?
$194 on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That sounds right.
Yeah. But this is exactly what he needs. I mean, mm-hmm. like, exactly what he needs. He is a major sensory seeker, like you said, mm-hmm. Elle was. But, like, mm-hmm. his, like, big sensory, like, crashing into walls.
Yeah. So, oh, my God. Right. He would love that. He would love that thing.
Yeah, he really would. All right. I'll keep my eye on this now that we have more space coming up. Mm-hmm. Although Corey is just like, we're not going to clutter this house up like we cluttered our last house up. I'm like, yeah, sure. Sure,
famous
sure.
Famous last words, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, you can live in your fantasy land, your pre-child mm-hmm. fantasy land where everything's controlled.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good man. Luck. Yeah. But there is just more space. So even, you know, like more than twice the amount of space. So that hopefully, you know, still, I have to say, I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself. We haven't gone through inspection. We haven't done any right. of that. So
one step at a time.
One step at a time. But if this does go through, we are going to have space for a crash pad and maybe a nugget. Maybe yeah. two nuggets.
Maybe two. Join the cult, Laura. Join the cult.
I guess depending on how much we get for our current house, we'll determine how many nuggets I can get.
All right. You do the math. Let us know.
Okay. I'll be setting aside some budget for nuggets. But in the meantime, I think it might be time to wrap this episode up.
I think it is. Listeners, we love hearing from you. What are your mom wins recently? Let us know. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And now, Shauna, announcement.
What?
TikTok.
Ah, TikTok. Yay.
I started us a TikTok. So cool, hopefully cool. there will be more videos posted soon. But we're on TikTok at BFP Podcast. So go find us there. You can also find us on our website, BigPetPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always throw a voice memo into that email to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join the coolest community of people who love all things babies, TTC, parenting, etc., come find us on Facebook. Search Big Fat Positive Community. It's a private group, so answer the two membership questions and we will send you right through and you can join in on all the amazing conversations we're having in there.
And before you do that, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and a rating. If you love our show, your 5-star ratings and reviews are so helpful. They help other people find our show and feel confident in taking a chance on joining the BFP family. And spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show's produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.